Welcome back to Praying with Scripture, where I can get a refreshing break from all this theological reflection and writing, and where you can get a break from the stress of your day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin our liturgy of the Word by thanking God, even though He's caused us to be in situations where we can put ourselves in difficulty and even pain. He always brings something better out of it. It's really hot in Arizona. He wants us to be more compassionate to each other, so we pray for this gift of compassion. And this is the Father, Holy Father's monthly intentions, that we will become more compassionate. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess, one of my brothers and sisters, let us just take a moment to address one another. Here's our greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Fill our minds with holy thoughts, Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw me, draw my heart, O God, O Holy Spirit, that I may love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guide and guard me, O then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. My brothers and sisters, let us take this moment to acknowledge our sins, to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred word. Listen to the word, listen to the word. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you by many negligences, and even now I feel like I can barely go on with thinking and acting and writing for you. I'm sorry for the sins of today, for the thoughts, the actions that were against your will. Help me to do penance and to do better, and to receive your Holy Spirit's breath of life, kind of an impromptu act of contrition. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King. O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. In the glory of God the Father, amen. A reading. Let us begin with our Old Testament reading. We'll come back to the liturgy of the Word in a minute. I mean from the Mass readings, but this is from the office liturgy. The people of God take possession of their own land. Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that in the capture and destruction of Ai, Joshua had done to that city and its king as he had done to Jericho and its king. He heard also that the inhabitants of Gibeon had made their peace with Israel, remaining among them, and that there was great fear abroad, because Gibeon was large enough for a royal city, larger even than the city of Ai. God's men were brave. So Adon Zedek. King of Jerusalem sent for Hothan, king of Hebron, Pritham, king of, and then there's a list of names that I haven't practiced here, but it's kept a good part. The Israelites slew many of them with the sword. The Lord delivered up the Amorites to the Israelites. Joshua prayed to the Lord and said in the presence of Israel, "Stand still, O sun at Gibeon, O moon in the valley of Adullam." And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, while the nation took vengeance on its foes. Is this not recorded in the book of Jazar? The sun halted in the middle of the sky. Not for a whole day did it resume its swift course. Never before or since was there a day like this, when the Lord obeyed the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. As the Lord had commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua acted accordingly. He left nothing undone that the Lord had commanded Moses should be done. So Joshua captured all his land, the mountain regions, the entire Negev, all the land of Goshen, the foothills, and so on and so on. Responsory prayer, I shall gather them from foreign lands and lead them back to their own country, and they will graze where streams of water flow, and in every inhabited place in the land. I myself shall pasture my sheep, and I myself shall give them rest, and they shall graze where streams of water flow, and in every inhabited place in the land. And we'll go back to the Mass readings. We actually have St. Anthony of Padua, so we have two sets of Mass readings, one for the Mass for this part of the season, and one for Anthony of Padua. This should be Anthony of Padua readings. Brothers and sisters, behold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written. I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe, and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. I believed even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, no man is dependable. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, your servant am I. Your servant am I, the son of your handmaiden. You have loosened my bonds. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. To you, I will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call on the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill in the presence of all his people. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. Alleluia. Alleluia. Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read about St. Anthony of Padua in place of a homily. So from a sermon by St. Anthony of Padua, this was our second reading in the Divine Office for today. It's called Actions Speak Louder Than Words. The man who is filled with the Holy Spirit speaks in different languages. These languages are different ways of witnessing to Christ, such as humility, poverty, patience, and obedience. We speak in those languages when we reveal in ourselves these virtues in others. Actions speak louder than words. Let your words teach and your actions speak. We are full of words but empty of actions, and therefore are cursed by the Lord, since he himself cursed the fig tree when he said, when he found no fruit but only leaves. Gregory says, a law is laid upon the preacher to practice what he preaches. It is useless for a man to flaunt his knowledge of the law if he undermines his teaching by his actions. But the apostles spoke as the Spirit gave them the gift of speech. Happy the man whose words issue from the Holy Spirit and not from himself. For some men speak as their own character dictates, but steal the words of others and present them as their own, and claim the credit for them. The Lord refers to such men and others like them in Jeremiah. So then I have a quarrel with the prophets that steal my words from each other. I have a quarrel with the prophets, says the Lord, who have only to move their tongues to utter oracles. I have a quarrel with the prophets who make prophecies out of lying dreams, who recount them and lead my people astray with their lies and their pretensions. I certainly never sent them or commissioned them, and they serve no good purpose for this people, says the Lord. We should speak then as the Holy Spirit gives us the gift of speech. Our humble and sincere request to the Spirit for ourselves should be that we may bring the day of Pentecost to fulfillment. Insofar as he infuses us with his grace by using our bodily senses in a perfect manner and by keeping the commandments. Likewise, we shall request that we may be filled with a keen sense of sorrow and with fiery tongues for confessing the faith, so that our deserved reward may be to stand in the blazing splendor of the saints and to look upon the triune God. Responsory prayer, the just man shall blossom like the lily. He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God. He shall be praised by all of God's chosen ones. He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God. Once again, breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all be holy. Act in me, that I may live in you. Guard me. Veni Sanctus Spiritus. I just love this about the Pentecost octave. Love being able to say this sequence. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store. Come, within our bosoms shine. You of comforters, the best. You, the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and our innermost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew, wash the stains of guilt away, bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. 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 Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Today we also celebrate St. Anthony. Almighty ever-living God, who gave St. Anthony of Padua to your people as an outstanding preacher and intercessor in their need, grant with his assistance, as we follow the teachings of the Christian life, we may know your help in every trial. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed, and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us everlasting life. Amen.